from somewhere invisible. The crow kicks aside blocks of autumn cloud with its toes and dives into the sky in my eyes, hung with the wind and the light. The sign of the crow, sulfur brew of a nun of black night, croaking and piercing a hole in a flocking bird mattress to perch on a branch in my heart. Just as in the days of my youth, conquering crow's nests in the treetops of my hometown, my hands will never again touch that autumn landscape. Hands scaling another tall tree, intending to pluck another crow from its darkness. Crow. Once it was a kind of bird meat, a pile of feathers and entrails. Now, a desire for narrative, the impulse to speech. And perhaps it is self-consolation in the face of adversity. Escape from a mass of inauspicious shadow. This kind of labor is invisible compared to childhood days. Reaching with my bravest hand into a black nest full of pointed beaks. This is even more difficult. This is even more difficult when a crow perches in the wilds of my heart. What I wish to give voice to is not its symbol, not its metaphor or its mythology. What I wish to give voice to is crow. Just as in years gone by, I never found dove in the crow's nest. Since childhood, my hands have been covered in the thick calluses of language. But as a poet, I have never given voice to a crow. With the circumspection and far-sightedness of age, proficiency in various inspirations, styles and rhymes, just as when one begins to write, dipping the brush deep into the inkwell, I thought that the syllables had to be drenched in black from the very start to handle this crow. Skin, flesh and bones, flows of the blood as well as the flight paths disclosed in the sky, all drenched in black. A crow begins in this blackness, in flight towards an outcome drenched in black. From the moment of birth, it enters into solitude and prejudice, into universal persecution, pursuit and capture. No bird, it is crow. In a world full of evil, every single second ticks its 10,000 pretexts in the name of the forces of light or beauty. Guns are trained on this living representative of the powers of darkness and fire. But for all that, it cannot escape beyond the bounds of crowing, neither fly higher, encroaching on eagle territory, nor condescend to the lowly realm of the ants. Cavemaker of the skies, both its own black hole and black drill bit, on high and alone, from the heights of a crow. It sets a course according to its bearings. Its time, its messengers. It is one happy-go-lucky, big-mouthed crow. And outside it, the world is a mere fabrication, no more than the boundless inspiration of crow. You people, the fastness of the land and the sky, the fastness beyond the fastness. You people, the poet and ensuing generations of readers, are nothing but food in the nest of a crow. I thought that a few dozen words would be enough to handle this crow. Description had made it a black box in words, but I do not know who holds the key to the box, who thinks up secret codes in crow darkness. In another description it appeared as a priest wearing puttees beneath the mighty walls of heaven. This holy one in search of an entrance, but I know now that the abode of the crow is closer to God than the priests. Perhaps, while perched on the spire of a church one day, it saw the fair body of the Nazarene. When I describe the crow as a swan, nourished on the everlasting blackness of night, the actual bird, shining with the light of a swan, flies past that radiant swamp beside me. And at once I lose all faith in this metaphor. I attach the bird to the sand to its wings, yet it soars to the ninth heaven like a jet. I call it taciturn, and it immediately comes to rest on words. As I look at its lawless wild witch birds, a swarm of verbs is drawn to my head. Crow verbs I cannot utter, tongue festoons down with rivers. I see them speeding up into the sky, vaulting, diving down into the sunlight, then covering again above the clouds, rationally and carefree, forming crow motion pictures. That day, like a hollow-hearted scarecrow, I stood in an empty field, and all my thoughts were steeped in crow. I clearly sensed that crow, felt its dark flesh, its dark heart. But I couldn't escape the summer's fortress as it soared, so I soared. How would I ever get back out of crow? In order to catch it, that day when I looked up into the blue sky, each crow was already drenched in darkness, a corpse-eating crowd. I should have turned a blind eye earlier in the sky of my hometown. I stalked them once, so innocent then. A whiff of the stink of death. And I'd panic and loosen my grip. As for the sky, I should have kept my eyes on the skylarks, white cranes. How I love and understand those beautiful angels. But one day, I saw a bird, an ugly bird, the color of crow. hanging from the grey ropes of the sky, with mangled legs, stiff and straight as the limbs of a puppet, in crooked flight on the slopes of the sky, circling a center of some kind, out tracing an enormous, insubstantial circle. And I heard a chorus of ominous crawlings, suspended somewhere out of sight. And I wanted to say something to declare to the world that I was not afraid of those invisible sounds. That I was not afraid of those invisible sounds. I was not afraid.